people who know me well say that I'm incredibly impatient. But listen, I've heard that leaders have a bias toward action. I don't know about you, but I do struggle with patience. Because I want results, I want progress, I want action. But here's what I've learned. You can actually be overzealous. It's taken me a while to admit that, to learn that. I think it's been a blind spot. But listen, we're all growing. So recently, with a collaborative effort, I let other people take the lead. And I think that that's so important. I think in the past, honestly, I've lost a few collaborations and partnerships because I've been overzealous. In other words, I think you can have too much vision at times. I think you can see too far too fast. And therefore, it outpaces the speed of relationship. Let me say that again. I think that you can see too far too fast, and it outpaces the speed of relationship. There is a term called the speed of trust, but you cannot fabricate relationship. You can't assume that the other person is all in when they haven't caught up yet. And so I just want to challenge you, if you're watching this and if you're somebody who's biased toward action, if you're somebody who can see far and see fast, if you are trying to do collaborations and partnerships, you may want to slow down at times. It allows the other person to catch up, and it allows the other person to hear, check this out, exhibit ownership. When somebody has time to weigh in and to shape the vision and to essentially become part owner, you are so much better off than if you try to just carry that vision alone. So these are lessons I'm learning. These are things they don't teach you. You often have to learn the hard way. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about collaborations and partnerships. I'd love to hear what you think about the speed of trust and speed of relationship. And in the meantime, know when to hit the gas and when to hit the brake. We'll see you.